Tracy's going to come and share with us some announcements this morning. You may be seated as we begin this morning, time of worship.
Hello, am I on? Okay. Let's see here. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome.
We have in your bulletins, you can catch all this information I'm about to give you, but for everyone online that doesn't have a bulletin, we have a new, is it going to be a small group or is that going to be?
That's going to be a church-wide theme.
Church-wide theme. Each one disciple one.
Yes.
And a book can be purchased in printed form or downloaded at our Nazarene Publishing House, www.nph.com. It's getting pretty exciting for that to come. Also, mission books. I wanted to be on the good list. Santa's coming, and I brought my mission book back, so I know Ella has at least one to check out. So if you have a mission book that you've read and can get back to Ella, she can get those out to other people. That would be great. Christmas Walk is around the corner. Is that next Friday already?
It's following Friday.
Whew! I was like, going, oh my goodness, I need 83 dozen cookies. Everyone has been so awesome and getting to me and telling me they can donate cookies, so I'm excited about that. But you can just bring your cookies. It's Friday, December 2nd, I think. And you can just drop your cookies off, and we will get them out. And if you can help that night handing out cookies, that would be awesome, too, and welcoming everybody in the community. That would be awesome. And am I missing anything, John? Christmas Walk, mission books.
I think we're...
For the mission, Thanksgiving offering for World Evangelism will be next Sunday. So please bring, in addition to your normal tithing, that would be great. Thanks.
Thank you, Tracy. Let's stand together and worship. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you alone. Our God. Let's read that verse 10 together, shall we? For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Let's sing together.
Amen. Amen. I'm alive.
because he lives.
He's alive. Amen.
Amen.
Let's worship him together. Father, we come together in one under one name and for one purpose. And that is to bow down and worship him. Father, together we join in one song today. You are Lord. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our best. You are worthy of our worship. Lord, we love you for first loving us. We love you, Lord, for the grace that you have so abundantly placed in our lives. We love you for the salvation you've provided through your Son, Jesus. And because you are alive, we live. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our time of worship, Father. May it be a sweet note in your ear. We love you, in Jesus' name.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song. Mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave.
Ephesians chapter 4, Bill, lead us.
Now you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made in the new attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self. You're created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
seats, call for songs of highest praise. Teach me some melody song, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of high redeeming love. Here I praise thy Ebenezer, hear thy light above me, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. To rescue me from danger, interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debt by my wandering heart to thee, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to thee, the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it for thy course above. Here's my heart, take and seal it for thy course above.
Good morning, friends. I'm going to read 2 Timothy 2:15 real quick. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. This morning I'm going to change it up a little bit. Since Thanksgiving is next week, I'm going to ask anybody that wants to come up here and just say thanks to something before as we do the pastoral prayer. That would be appreciated. So we're going to bow our heads, and whoever wants to come up here and say anything, what they're thankful for, that's going to be welcomed.
Lord, I thank you so much for this church family, Lord, for relationships outside of my own bloodline. Lord, I just thank you and praise you for my brothers and sisters here.
I thank you, Lord, for our homes, the warm furnaces that we have, and for the different seasons of the year, Lord, the variety that you give us.
Thank you, Lord, for every day, for being with us through thick and thin, and for providing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for walking close to us in the good times and the bad. We'll just thank you for being our Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for having me a roof over my head and having heat and food in my belly and just able to walk and because some people can't walk and I have good friends here. Here's Shelly. Even though I got on her nerves this week, she's been a good friend and she fed me. So, yeah. And everybody else, just thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for the relationships I get to have, relationship with you, Lord, and my family and friends.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to spread your love to other people, Lord. That that we don't have to be ashamed of you, Lord. That we can, that your love can work through us, Lord. Thank you again for the baptism through fire, Lord. That our lives are changed because of you. And thank you again for everyone here, our families, our friends, and the people that we haven't met yet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we think that there's no hope for. For those many blessings that have come from things we gave up on. And thank you, Lord, for the surprise we got this week. Our son in Virginia was given a flight home at Christmas time from the YMCA, and we are so grateful for that.
Thankful for a dad and a family, and I really thank God for that.
Father God, as we pour out in gratitude, Lord, our hearts, we thank you for the food we eat, Lord, the clothes that we wear, the roofs over our heads, Father, our work, our church, our family and friends that love us, Lord. You are so true to your word, Lord. Thank you for never leaving us, Lord. And we thank you for the precious blood of Christ, Lord. We love you, God. And before we start the service, Lord, we want you to come through Pastor John, Lord, and open our ears and our hearts to the message, Lord, that we receive it, Lord. And when we sit down at the table on Thursday, Lord, with whatever we have in front of us, Lord, there's a seat for you, Father God. Show up, Lord, and eat with us, Father God. We are so thankful. In a few moments, as the offering is going to be collected, Lord, you want every cent that is collected today, Lord, that it be spread to wherever you need to be spread, Lord. Before your son's birth, Lord, we want to be and show thanks to you today. We love you, God. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Disguise.